going to work through these readings quickly because the point is surrender. Look at Peter. He's imprisoned. They have tons of soldiers around him to guard him. The church is praying for him, and God sends an angel and sets him free. He surrendered. How does St. Peter give his life up and die a martyr's death? He surrendered to Jesus. How does St. Paul handle all the imprisonments and the beatings and the shipwrecks and all of the dangers he went through and the hunger pains and the cold and the rain and the storms and the robbers and all these things? He surrendered to Jesus. That's how they did it. Jesus ran the race, and St. Peter and St. Paul followed. That's how. Jesus made the promise. Jesus made the promise, and that's why St. Paul can say, I can do all things in him who strengthens me. Jesus has done this. Jesus keeps the promises. Jesus empowers me. Jesus is the word of the Father. My Father has spoken the promise. And they both sent the Holy Spirit to empower us. But we have to be humble. St. Paul learned how to be humble. He was a very proud man. But Jesus knocked him off his feet and appeared to him in mercy and in truth. He showed him, you are persecuting me. You're persecuting me. Don't keep kicking against the goad. You're persecuting me. Who are you? Jesus. And St. Peter, and look what he did, right? He denies Jesus. At one point, Jesus calls him Satan. And yet, he surrendered. He surrendered his weakness. He surrendered his pride. He surrendered his frailty, his misery, his sin. And he got up and continued to follow Jesus. Both of these two people were sinners. Both of these two people were weak. And maybe they had different types of weakness, but very weak. St. Paul was breathing murderous threats. St. Peter is hiding, and he's the first pope. And yet, when Jesus shows mercy to both of them and shows them the power of God and gives them the Holy Spirit to rejuvenate them and to bring them back to their feet, to stand again in faith, in truth, with love, they're able to go to the ends of the earth to proclaim the gospel, and even to lay down their life because they surrendered. There's a great novena called the Surrender Novena, and the servant of God, Don Dolindo, who was a contemporary of Padre Pio, a friend of Padre Pio, both from Italy, he wrote a novena called the Surrender Novena. And I think the words of it are attributed to Jesus himself. If you've never gone through that novena, find it. Pray it. If you've already prayed it, pray it again. Read through it again. It is anointed. It's so powerful. Let Jesus take charge, and we can become saints like St. Peter and St. Paul.
Hello. I'm Father Thaddeus Langton of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception, and I'm excited to let you know about my new podcast with Father Timothy Childers called Keeping It Marian. To access the podcast, simply visit divinemercyplus.org or search Keeping It Marian on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or on whatever podcast platform you prefer. I want to share with you the riches of the charism of the Marian Fathers, which is the mystery of the Immaculate Conception, how it touches our lives as consecrated priests and religious, and how this mystery can bear fruit in your life, especially by keeping the Word of God and pondering it in our hearts in imitation of our Blessed Mother. I hope you'll join us. Again, it's called Keeping It Marian. Thank you, and God bless you.
Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have been blessed by this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help spread this podcast to other people throughout the world. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org. Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you.